morning, and welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Mike Pesca. Coming up, as you know, after the Big Lebowski, we all started bowling and drinking White Russians.
Totally.
And after Point Break, I don't have to tell you, we all donned masks of former presidents and started robbing banks. Ain't that right, Johnny Utah?
Totally.
Question is, after Juno and Knocked Up, have we all gone out and gotten pregnant? But first, let's get the latest news headlines with the BPP's Matt Martinez.
This is NPR.
Thank you, Mike. North Korea submitted a declaration of its nuclear weapons programs to China. The report did not mention the declaration's contents, and the U.S. and North Korea's neighbors said it'll have to be verified. The White House said it will respond to the declaration by ending sanctions against Pyongyang under the Trading with the Enemy Act. It'll also take the first steps toward removing Pyongyang from its list of state sponsors of terrorism. The Supreme Court will wrap up its term today with a ruling on the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. It would mark the first time in nearly 70 years that the court has weighed in on the Second Amendment case. NPR's Nina Totenberg has more.
Keeping a gun is not a personal right, but a collective right associated with state militias and military service. After all, the Second Amendment begins, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. But the amendment also speaks of the right of the people to keep and bear arms. And last year, a federal court here in Washington ruled that the city's ban on handguns violates that personal right. Now the Supreme Court is poised to rule. If the court decides there's an individual right of gun ownership, the next question is how much federal, state, and local regulation of that right is permitted in the name of public safety.
NPR's Nina Totenberg reporting. An estimated 800 lightning-sparked fires continue to burn in California. The fires range from the Central Valley to the California-Oregon border. CAL FIRE, the State Department of Forestry and Fire Prevention, estimates 104,000 acres are burning. From member station KZYX, Christina Onnestad reports.
National Guard troops from Arizona, Oregon, and Nevada are providing air support to help battle the fires. In Mendocino County, where 20,000 acres are burning, evacuation warnings are in effect for several communities. CAL FIRE reports more than 800 firefighting personnel are in the area, but officials say more support is needed. They are requesting federal assistance due to the state's strapped resources. The estimated cost is at $3.1 million for Mendocino County. In neighboring Lake County, an estimated 14,000 acres are burning, and in Humboldt County, more than 700 acres are on fire. Meanwhile, matters could worsen as more thunderstorms are forecast for Trinity and Siskiyou counties this weekend.
That's Christina Onnestad reporting. And gas prices are high all over the country, but for one woman in Phoenix, the prices are no obstacle to her need for speed. State police in Arizona say 24-year-old Jennifer Bitten has been captured 22 times on photo speed cameras in just 45 days. Her highest speed was 92 miles per hour on the Loop 101 in Scottsdale. That's the news for now. It's online all the time at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Rachel and Mike, right back to you.
Could hardly contain yourself on that.
Well, it's impressive, is what it is.
Thinking maybe she's not maybe she doesn't have a lead foot. Maybe she's just narcissistic, likes to have her picture taken.
Might be.
Yeah. What about the people who think that it captures your souls? What about those people? That's not fair. They shouldn't be speeding, I guess.
Well, she's screwed.
It's an extra detriment.